Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 16th Parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we are learning Parak Tazayin Mishnah Beis and Parak Tazayin Mishnah Gimel. We continue discussing the halachos of saving various items from a fire on Shabbos. You learned in the previous Mishnah, Parak Tazayin Mishnah Aleph, that a person is allowed to save various holy Sfarim from a fire on Shabbos because we're not concerned that a person is going to put out the fire when it comes specifically to these holy Sfarim. But now we're going to discuss the halacha of saving food on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Matzilin Mizon Shalosh Se'ud. This is a person's allowed to save from a fire food that is enough for 3 meals. After all, when a person's required to eat 3 meals on Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos day, and then Shalosh Shudas. But according to this opinion, he's not allowed to save any more food than that. Continues the Mishnah, Haroi la'adam la'adam, Haroi la'behema la'behema, whatever is fit for people to eat can be safe for people, whatever is fit for animals to eat may be safe for animals. Obviously, if you have a dog, you can save dog food for the animals, and so on. Ketzad, how so? Meaning to say, under what conditions may a person save food for the 3 meals? Says the Mishnah, Nafla deleka belele Shabbos matzilin mazon l'shalosh seudos. If the fire broke out on Shabbos night, on Friday night, before the meal, then a person is allowed to save the amount of food required for the 3 meals. B'shachras matzilin mazon shtei seudos. If the fire broke out in the morning before the day lunch meal on Shabbos, then you can save only the amount of food needed for the 2 meals that are still required to be had on that on the rest of Shabbos. And then b'mincha mizon seuda achas. If the fire broke out in the afternoon before Shalosh Shudas, before the 3rd meal of Shabbos, then you're only allowed to save the amount of food needed for that 1 meal. Rabbi Yossi says, La'ola matzilin mazon shalosh se'udos. According to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't matter when the fire broke out, but as long as it's Shabbos, you're allowed to save the amount of food for 3 meals, irrespective of when the fire actually is. But the Bar Tanura points out that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, namely, you would only be allowed to save the amount of food that you have yet to have that Shabbos, based on when the fire broke out and how many meals are left on that particular Shabbos. Continuing now with Parak Tazayin, Mishnah Gimel. After discussing how much, in terms of saving the books, in the previous Mishnah, how much food you may save in Mishnah Beis, now we're going to deal with specifically the halacha of food as it pertains to food that is in one container. The previous mission was discussing food that is in several containers. How much food? Only the amount of food that you can have for those various meals. But now we're going to deal with how much food may be saved when it is all in one container. It says the Mishnah Matzilin Sal Malei Kikaros, that a person is allowed to save a basket full of loaves of bread from a fire. V'yafal pisha yeshba mea seudos, even though it may contain enough food for 100 meals. It's all in one container, it's all in one basket, therefore you can save it all at once. V'igol shel devela, similarly a person can save a round cake of pressed figs, even though it has enough for many meals as well. V'chavis shel yayin, a person is allowed to save a barrel of wine, even though it contains also enough wine for many meals. At the end of the day, since all the bread, the figs, or the wine in the container is saved at once, the chachamim, the rabbis, did not limit the amount that a person may save on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Omer la'achirim bo'u v'hatzilu lachem. Furthermore, the owner of the burning house may say to other people, come, save food for yourselves. And each of them may take for himself food for 3 meals. But if these people that are coming are knowledgeable, they know the halachos of Shabbos, and they know that they may return the food to the owner of the burning house and take money for their efforts instead of keeping the food for themselves. They may then make a calculation with him after Shabbos and think how much work did they do of saving the food, and how much should they be paid for saving the food. Now, we're specifically, and first of all, we just know that it's on a midrabanan level to pay or to be paid for any work that is performed on Shabbos. That's what it means to rest from work, even though the service does not involve any actual malacha. In this case, however, as the Bar Tanura points out, since they were entitled to keep whatever they saved, the work was not done for pay, right? They wanted to get the food for themselves. They could have technically returned the food to him. They could have kept it for themselves, and since they chose to return it to him after Shabbos, they can make some sort of a calculation, some sort of a payment setup with the owner of the house. We should also note as the Tosfos Yontif points out, based on the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, that the Mishnah specifically is referring to people who are Yirei Shemaim, who are God-fearing, because you don't want to take advantage of an owner forced to abandon his food against his will. However, a completely holy person would not even do this, as the Gemara says, because it resembles accepting payment for Shabbos services. So at the end of the day, it may not even be ideal to necessarily do this, because it appears like you're doing business on Shabbos. Now, we learned in Mishnah Aleph that the Chachamim allowed the holy books to be carried out to areas in which carrying is normally not allowed on a Midrabanan level, because there's only part of the Erev and so on and so forth. However, the question here is going to be, where can they bring the food to when they are removing that from the burning house? Says the Mishnah, Leheichan Matilanosan, to where may they save the food? What kind of area may they carry the food to in order to save it from the fire? Says the Mishnah, L'chotzer ha-me'orevis, to a courtyard that has an Erev Chatzeres, like we described previously. In order for you to carry from your home into a chotzer, into a courtyard, you must have an Erev Chatzeres. Again, that's similar to the Erev that we have in our own community. In order to bring anything from our home outside, and let's say Tinek or the Five Towns, wherever a person may live, you need an Erev Chatzeres to be there. You need an Erev to be functioning properly. But says the Mishnah that you need this as well in this case. Even though we were makel, we were lenient when it came to the Sfarim, we're not going to be lenient when it comes to food. Ben Beseir, oh, we're not flesheinim Erev. Ben Beseir says no, that even to a courtyard that does not have an Erev Chatzeres, that the Chachamim waives the requirement of an Erev Chatzeres, according to Ben Beseir, when it is necessary to save food from a fire and permitted carrying the food even into a courtyard that did not have a specific Erev. Quick review, Parak Tezayin, Mishnah Beis discussed the how much food a person is allowed to save. So machlokas, is it based on when the fire starts? If it happened before the first meal on Friday night, then perhaps you can save for three. If it's after the first meal before the second meal, then you can save two, and so on and so forth. It's all about how many meals are left. Is that the amount? And again, we're talking about when you have food in different types of containers that you're grabbing. Or no, is it three meals no matter what? That was the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, but again, we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the first opinion, that it does depend on when the fire starts and how many meals are left to determine how much food you're allowed to save from the fire. And then Perek Tezayin Mishnah Gimel taught us the halacha that when it comes to, that was only when it came to when the food is in a lot of different containers, but when you have food in one major container, whether you have a basket full of loaves or a round cake of pressed figs or a barrel of wine, so in all of these cases, because at the end of the day, it's one container that you're bringing, you don't have to hold a million different things, we're not nervous that a person is going to put out the fire, and therefore you're allowed to remove all of it. Now the Mishnah said that the owner of the burning house is allowed to say to someone else, you guys take the food for yourselves, and then if the person so desires, after Shabbos, they can bring the food back to the person and make some sort of a cheshbon, some sort of a calculation for how much the owner should pay him for saving his food from the fire. And the final part of the Mishnah just discussed, and when a person does bring his food out of the fire, where can a person bring it to? And we said that it was a machlokas. Do we require a full-fledged Erev Chatzeros for you to be able to carry it or not? According to Tana Kama, we do. There has to be a regular Erev set up for you to carry to the chutz or to the courtyard outside of the home. According to Ben Beseira, we don't. We aren't going to require it. But again, we paskin like that first opinion that we would require an Erev in order for you to carry it outside of the home. Have a great day.